let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Ananta Forbes, who joins us each week to talk about the latest travel news, trends, and travel tips in general. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Ananta Forbes. AnantaForbes.com is her website. Hello, Ananta.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. We're going to talk about this story. It was in Travel Pulse Canada's, or on Travel Pulse Canada's website, their news headlines. And then also W5 did a bid on it, apparently, too, because they referenced W5. But it's a bag tag switching.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
who would have thought?
It doesn't happen often, luckily. But if you're one of those people caught up with it, depending on the country you're in, it can be a real nightmare.
Oh, yes, and it's absolutely getting a lot of attention with us in the Canadian travel industry. And then it's saying, you know, every traveler should be aware before going on their next trip, as well as everything else that we have to be aware of in this changing world.
Mm-hmm.
So a recent investigation highlighted allegations of bag tag switching at Canadian airports. And so this is where criminals may be exploiting weaknesses in airport baggage systems. And according to these reports, innocent travelers have found themselves linked to luggage containing illegal drugs after bag tags were allegedly removed from their own suitcases and then attached to different bags. So in some cases, travelers were detained, questioned, and even jailed overseas before authorities determined they were not involved. And how scary is that?
No, like, you're kidding.
Already, holy cow. Like, you're already tired and then this happens to you. So the destinations involved reported that the countries that these occurrences happen have very strict drug laws. So the consequences potentially were very severe for anyone caught up in these schemes. So investigators say that the bag tags were from legitimate checked luggage that were removed and placed on tags containing the contraband. So if the authorities intercepted a suspicious bag, the traveler's whose name appears on the tag may initially become the focus of the investigation. And these incidents remain relatively rare, but it's a reminder that travelers should be proactive in protecting themselves. And some of the precautions that experts recommend is take photos of your luggage before checking it. I actually do this just because if my luggage gets lost and they ask you the description of the luggage, I actually don't remember. And then photograph your bag tag and keep your claim receipt. And then consider using a tracking device such as an AirTag or similar luggage tracker. And make note of your bag's appearance and any unique identifiers. And this is another hint or tip. If possible, travel with carry-on luggage for shorter trips. Mm. And I notice when I travel too, people are buying these skins that you put over your luggage that are quite colorful and fun.
Yeah.
And that might be an idea as well, instead of buying brand new luggage, that's probably the skins are cheaper. So I guess probably the best news is that awareness is probably the best form of protection, because you know that this is happening. So maybe taking in few extra photos can help you if something does ever go wrong.
Yeah, the whole idea of taking a photo of your luggage, I haven't done that, but I'm going to start doing it. And mostly for the fact that you mentioned, if it gets misplaced, you don't have to describe it. You just have to show them a photo of it and they can figure it out themselves. So that's a good idea. And then I thought, like, you know, keeping the baggage receipts and the claim tags, I do that as well, but it doesn't really matter because they're taking the initial tag that was on your suitcase and attaching it to the drug loaded suitcase, right? So that would match either way.
Yeah, it is. They're saying exactly what you say, like, don't discard your bag tag till after your journey is complete. But it doesn't matter if your bag is in question because of the drugs. So you're going to have to prove more than just the bag tags.
Because they're literally taking that bag tag off of your luggage and putting it on the drug loaded luggage. So I'm not sure how, if you have that, the claim tag that matches that, that tag is going to help you. It just reinforces the fact that that's your luggage.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, and in most cases, I wouldn't even know how to address like an official, a police person, you know, really asking you some pretty determined questions. Like, you're already rattled. So it's something that you do have to be aware of, but in a sense, every little thing counts as far as making sure, you know, that air tag's a really good idea.
Yes.
I really like that for the fact that if it goes astray or for whatever, you could say, no, this is what I have.
Yes.
My bag tag and such.
The countries that the story mentions are Dominican Republic, Germany, Morocco, Paris, Bermuda, the Philippines, which you were just in, South Korea, and, you know, countries where drug trafficking offenses can carry severe penalties. So it's the trouble doesn't arise until you arrive at your destination. And of course, there's language barriers, there's different laws, and the police may not be very friendly in the destination that you're at. So yeah, it can really cause some anxiety.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, you're not expecting this situation. You get put in a place where you have to go and have a very, you know, I guess, focused conversation with a border services agency person. And, it can get quite aggressive. So yeah, not a good thing to be a part of. And, it starts in our own, in this case, the report says that it starts in our own country with regards to it being at Toronto Airport. But, drug smuggling can carry the death sentence in different countries. Mm-hmm. So a very serious scenario that you don't want to be put in. But, you know, what are the things that I am finding more and more in travel? You try to be preventative, but at the end of the day, what's the scariest thing? It's what you didn't plan for.
Yes.
That is hard to manage. Mm-hmm. Because I before this report came out, I would have never thought to do this.
Oh, same here. And we do the bag tag thing as well, because again, it's just so you know where your bag is. And I'm going to start doing the photo thing because it's easier to describe, but that's more for misplaced luggage. And yes, this is pretty rare, but you don't want to be that one, right? Like no one wants to be that one, even though, you know, the chances of it happening to you are very slim. But it really doesn't say much for Toronto Pearson Airport as far as lax security, or any other airport for that matter across the country, of people. Obviously, it's an inside job that has to be done to switch bag tags. So it happens sometime after you've checked your bag and before the bag goes on the aircraft.
But it's a major gateway. I think that's what it is. It goes to a lot of different destinations in the world.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's, you know, where the scenario maybe for criminals or people are trying to take advantage of a situation is because they do have the opportunity to go to different destinations in the world from a major gateway such as mm-hmm. Toronto Airport.
Well, the good news is that if you do those things, take photos of your luggage before handing it over, taking a photo of your bag tag clearly on your piece of luggage, and, you know, use air tags, it's easily disputed. But again, you don't want to be that person, right?
Oh, no. This article, it did say that there was a couple in the Dominican Republic that were detained like 100 days there trying to get this all sorted out, even mm-hmm. after the charges were dropped. So again, pretty scary situation for them to be in, and then having to manage 100 days of expenses, like, you know, having to stay there mm-hmm. as well as your job that you have that you are not able to get back to, or your family life. So
Yes.
again, it's a huge ripple effect.
Well, and even the whole stigma of, oh, they were arrested on drug dealing charges,
Oh,
even
you
though you're innocent, right?
and then you have to think, does that follow you? Like, when you go through customs and I'm that one that gets pulled
You gotta
over.
wonder. Yeah, you gotta wonder. Exactly. Good stuff. People can find the story on Travel Pulse website, travelpulse.ca. Onanda Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanda Forbes. OnandaForbes.com is her website. Good chatting, Onanta.
Take care. Have a good week.